You're listening to Comedy Central.
What can you do to fight back against the injustices of today? Obviously, there's no better activism than listening to a podcast. It's time to join the resistance against a tyrannical, divisive elementary school principal, along with your hosts, Johnny, Tommy, and Isabel. This is Pod Save Little Creek Elementary.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Pod Save Little Creek Elementary, the 519th podcast in our growing network.
We are the podcast by the resistance
and for the resistance
inside Little Creek Elementary School in Fairfax, Virginia.
I'm Johnny.
I'm Isabella.
And I'm Tommy.
We're in fourth grade, and we have so much to discuss this week, including Principal Welsh's outrageous decision to shorten recess by 15 minutes.
This is not normal.
We also have plenty more about Principal Welsh's efforts to build a wall between Little Creek Elementary and Santa Puebla Middle School.
Your parents' tax dollars hard at work.
Later in the pod, we have an interview with Miss Stone. She's a substitute teacher who we think should be the next principal of Little Creek Elementary School. She made a lot of waves last week when she let us have two snack times.
So excited for that.
Before we get going, some housekeeping. We are recording a live episode of Pod Save Little Creek at Jackson's 9th birthday party on Saturday.
If you'd like to attend the taping, get your mom to RSVP to Jackson's mom.
There's going
to
be laser tag.
Tommy, we also have some news about our sister podcast.
Yes, our sister podcast has a new interview with my sister. Her name is Victoria. She's in 8th grade and she's really mean to me. Check out Pod Save My Sister on iTunes.
Also, this episode of Pod Save Little Creek is brought to you by Glue Apron. Glue delivered straight to your cubbyhole. Are you tired of constantly running out of glue?
I know I am.
Glue Apron is your new source for all things glue. Crazy glue, rubber cement, you name it.
Last week, I got an amazing glue stick from Glue Apron. It's purple. I'm obsessed.
Love Glue Apron. I especially like their edible glue.
I don't think any of their glue is edible.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Glue Apron. It's paste modernized.
Let's get to the news. This week, Principal Welsh announced an escalation in his trade war, banning the trade of all Pokemon cards. He said, quote, "I'm calling for a total and complete shutdown of all Snorlax decks until we figure out what's going on." A few questions. First of all, can the principal do this?
Absolutely not. He is way beyond his authority here.
It's mind-blowing. For years, the foundation of our elementary school contained two unmistakable truths. First, everybody needs a cootie strat. And second, that free trade is essential to the health of this school.
Isabella, I want to turn to you. Why aren't any teachers speaking up about this clear abuse of power?
Well, did the teacher speak up when Principal Welch appointed Timmy Johnson hall monitor, even though he's the biggest bully in fifth grade? Did the teacher speak up when he tried to ban all finger painting because one kid ate the paint?
Again, it looked like it was edible.
We know this about the teachers. They are complicit. They are egotistical. And they are isosceles.
Can I just say something? This is a principal who is stoking divisions. He's making us learn long division. Every phone has a calculator.
Amen.
And can I just say another thing? There is no reason we should be learning to play the recorder. This is a baloney instrument.
Let's get back on track.
I think we need to face the facts here. And this is unpleasant to admit, but the principal is a fart face.
This is a principal who has shown time and time again that he's a fart face, but all of his enablers are too afraid to say, Principal Welch is a fart face.
It's almost like calling someone a fart face is worse than actually being a fart face.
Speaking of fart faces, how is the Principal Welch's son got Student of the Month?
You're talking about Principal Welch Jr.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what a fraction is. And all of a sudden, he's doing morning announcements and getting straight A's?
It's part of a larger pattern of corruption. I mean, why is it that Principal Welch is forcing us to learn cursive? No one writes cursive anymore.
It's because Principal Welch is a right supremacist.
He's an out-and-out right supremacist.
This is not normal.
Let's also not forget that Principal Welch has repeatedly committed adultery.
And Tommy, remind our listeners what adultery is.
Adultery is when you ask an adult why they're doing something, and they say, because I'm an adult and you aren't.
Ugh, I hate adultery. My dad always commits adultery when I ask why he gets to eat ice cream for dinner.
My dad also committed adultery, and now I get two Christmases.
Isabella, what can our listeners do to fight back against Principal Welch?
There are so many awesome organizations out there. You can go to votesavelittlecreek.org for a list of opportunities. We are currently looking for volunteers to TP Principal Welch's office.
That's a great event for a great cause.
You should also check out our friends at Swing Left.
And how can our listeners find Swing Left?
On the playground. It's a swing set on the left, next to the monkey bars.
Another great organization and a very fun swing.
Okay, we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Great, I'm gonna go to the potty.
Pod Save Little Creek is brought to you by Progressive Mommy Insurance. Did you accidentally call your teacher mommy? Did you start crying as everyone laughed at you?
I've done that several times.
Well, Tommy, you need Progressive Mommy Insurance, which can protect you in the case of a mommy accident. Progressive Mommy Insurance will tell other students you didn't actually say mommy and that you were just crying because you had dust in your eye.
Question, would this work if I called Mr. Thompson dad and hypothetically peed my pants during the school talent show?
Absolutely. Progressive Mommy Insurance also covers dad accidents for no additional cost.
Wow, where was this all of second grade?
Progressive Mommy Insurance. Don't talk to your teacher without it.
Hello, Pod Save Little Creek Elementary listeners. I'm Tom Steyer. If you're like me, you're concerned about the direction of Little Creek Elementary School under Principal Welch. That's why I'm spending $12 million of my own money on podcast ads to announce my candidacy for principal of Little Creek Elementary. I support progressive school policies, like more flavors of milk in the cafeteria and a ban on dodgeball. Whether you're a third grader or a PE teacher, I'd appreciate your support. And now, back to the pod.
Our guest today is someone that we believe should be the next principal of Little Creek Elementary. She was our substitute teacher last week. Please welcome Miss Stone.
Hi, kids. This podcasting studio is so cool. Did your parents help you set it up?
Are you kidding? My parents are so behind the times. They communicate via text message.
What's wrong with texting?
So, Miss Stone, you are an amazing substitute teacher. We were supposed to take a geography quiz. You let us play board games. We were supposed to learn long division. You let us watch Chicken Run. Let's start at the beginning. Why were you inspired to become a sub?
Let's see. I got fired from Old Navy for running an illegal casino in the fitting rooms. The next day I saw a pop-up ad for a substitute teacher on NastyCelebMakeouts.com, and 2 days later, boom, I'm teaching fourth graders.
Inspiring.
Tell me, Miss Stone, what would your first act as principal of Little Creek Elementary School be?
I'd probably turn the music room into an illegal casino.
Okay, what else?
I guess the performing arts theater. I would also turn into an illegal casino.
We were hoping you had some ideas that would make the school better for us, the students.
Oh, okay. You know, I've got problems with Principal Welch.
We hear that.
For example, why do you fourth graders have so much homework?
Sing it, sister.
In fact, why do you have to come to school at all?
I'm loving this.
You could make plenty of money as a blackjack dealer in my illegal casino.
Okay. Miss Stone, you've given us and our listeners a lot to think about. Thank you for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me. Do you validate parking?
Parking is free. This is a public elementary school.
Well, then who did I pick? Oh, hell no. Who's that man I gave my keys to?
I think she could be the future of this elementary school.
Yeah, I mean, I have... have some concerns about the illegal casino part of her platform, but there's no such thing as the perfect candidate for principal.
This is not normal.
What's not normal?
Sorry, my mom forgot to cut the crust off my PB&J.
That's all for today's episode of Pod Save Little Creek Elementary.
Be sure to tune in next week when we will have an interview with Mr. Weaver. He is another candidate for principal who is running on a promise of cootie shots for all.
No student should go into debt because they cannot afford a cootie shot.
That's next week on Pod Save Little Creek Elementary. Until then, we hope to see you at Jackson's birthday party this Saturday.
Let's unfudge this elementary school.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.